From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Nine community groups getting together to host a community forum for all five candidates running for a Board of Supervisors seat in the upcoming election on June 5th. They're co-sponsoring the event, which will be held at the Labor Temple, 840 E Street in Eureka, on the 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. Each group will pose questions relevant to their missions to each of the five invited candidates. Incumbent Virginia Bass and challengers Marianne Lyons and Danny Burkhardt in District 4. And in District 5, incumbent Ryan Sundberg and challenger Steve Madrone. The forum will be live streamed on Facebook and recorded to air soon on Access Humboldt. EPIC, the North Coast Environmental Center, and Humboldt Baykeeper calling for the resignation of Humboldt County Planning Commissioner Kevin McKenney. In January, the North Coast Regional Water Quality Board placed McKenney on notice that he violated a number of federal and state laws. He's accused of grading within a floodplain, removing riparian vegetation, placing slash and waste into such areas, and draining a federally recognized wetland adjacent. The group claims from the site inspection report, it appears that McKenney deliberately sought to drain the wetland with the apparent intent to develop the site and appeared to use heavy machinery to fill other areas of the wetland in. Monday afternoon, Arcata Police notified of an emailed threat sent to the Arcata School District. The Arcata Police Department working with the school district and contacted the FBI as well regarding the threat. Through the investigation, it was determined that the email was a hoax originating from outside of the Humboldt County area. Arcata School District appears to be the only local school district to receive such an email. Meantime, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office needs your help to identify a male body discovered in late February on Centerville Beach. Efforts to identify the body so far have been unsuccessful. The body was found wearing a black shirt with the following words printed in white: Humboldt, Anarcho, State Free, Hate Free, Fight Bigotry. Humboldt State University's Donation Dash making the move out a lot greener. The annual event encourages students packing up and leaving residence halls to donate, repurpose, recycle, or compost their items. Last year's effort diverted 27,000 plus pounds from local landfills. Most of those goods were donated to sponsoring local charities. The event organized by Waste Reduction and Resources Awareness Program, the Office of Sustainability, OSNAP, and local charities, the Sanctuary, and Angels of Hope. Residents are asked to pre-sort donations, recycling, compost, and landfill items into separate bags or boxes as part of the effort. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.